This is Bridget Horn Nester, and I'm the owner of I Do Weddings and Events. Welcome to Wed Talks, where we offer wedding planning ideas worth sharing. We hope this information inspires, educates, and reassures you as you plan your wedding. Today, we're going to talk about paring down your guest list. As we all know, weddings come with a lot of baggage. They are filled with emotions and expectations. To complicate things further, couples today must not only deal with their own emotions and expectations, they are often forced to deal with the emotions and expectations of their families and friends. That kind of pressure is enough to make anyone feel confused about the guest list. Add to that the fact that most people are uncomfortable saying, "No, you are not invited." While there are certainly some exceptions, I firmly believe most couples have to deal with obligatory invitations at some point during the wedding planning process. It usually starts with the wedding guest list, but it can also happen when choosing your bridal party, or deciding who will be invited to engagement parties, showers, bachelor and bachelorette parties, and the rehearsal dinner. Even the most antisocial among us can understand the workplace consequences of inviting some coworkers and not others. There you are in the break room when a work acquaintance overhears a conversation about your wedding and says, "I can't wait, it will be so much fun." So here you are about to spend thousands of dollars to throw a party, celebrating one of the most important decisions of your life, and a person you barely know expects an invitation. Or even worse, you feel pressured to invite someone you know quite well, but fear could potentially cause a scene that might wind up going viral. A rational concern? Maybe not. But stressful to think about? Absolutely. To further complicate things, this attention-seeking person may be an immediate or extended family member. It would be great if every guest could be someone you currently care about and routinely enjoy spending time with, but that is probably unrealistic for many. No doubt, you may feel obligated to include people who were important to you in the past, maybe people who invited you to attend or participate in their weddings. Or maybe you have a close single friend who expects a plus one to accommodate a recent love interest. Some of you come from large families with a tradition of inviting everyone and their children and their children's children. If budget and space are concerns, you'll have to make some tough choices. So how can you make downsizing the guest list a little easier? By asking a few screening questions before adding any names. These questions will not prevent all issues, but it's a good place for each person who's making suggestions for the guest list to start. First and most relevant question: do I have a mutually important relationship with this person right now? Not 5 years ago, not when I was growing up, right now. If the answer is yes, follow that question with, is this person married, engaged, or in a committed relationship? If the answer is no to the first question and you do not have a mutually important relationship with this person right now, ask yourself, is the consequence of not inviting worse than the consequence of inviting? In other words, is the emotional cost of leaving this person off the list worse than the financial cost and/or stress of adding this name? If you don't invite that work acquaintance or allow your single friend to bring a date, you may feel slightly awkward for a while, but chances are there will be no long-term consequences and you won't regret it. If you don't invite the attention-seeking family member known for causing trouble, you may have to deal with hurt feelings, but that may be worth it for your peace of mind. On the other hand, you may choose to risk it and send an invitation so you won't have to hear about it for years to come. Likewise, if you come from a large family, you may decide it's easier to find a larger venue to avoid being known as the selfish one who broke the family tradition by having a small wedding. Or maybe you'll decide you don't care what others think and say. You may feel being known as the selfish one is a small price to pay for the intimate wedding you truly want. Unfortunately, there are no easy answers. In the end, only you can decide if you can live with the worst-case scenario you've created in your mind. On the bright side, it's helpful to remember we often imagine far worse consequences than what actually happens in reality. Like most things in life, people eventually get over it and move on. If you're feeling ambivalent about inviting someone to your wedding, there's a very good chance that person would have mixed emotions about receiving and accepting your invitation anyway. Rather than feeling offended, that person might feel relieved to be left off your list. As usual, be prepared for other people to question and make judgments about your decisions, especially when those choices challenge the perceived status quo. You may feel pulled in many directions, trying to keep the peace and make everyone happy. If the people questioning your decisions are loved ones, we encourage you to take a deep breath and listen to what they have to say. Give them 5 minutes to explain before saying anything. Feeling heard makes a person much less defensive and much more likely to listen to you in return. Above all else, we encourage you to focus on the way you want your wedding to feel. When you eliminate the clutter and baggage of what other people are saying and expecting, you are much more likely to hear the voice that matters most, your own. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Bridget Horn Nestor, hoping you have the best wedding ever.